Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to But I'm a Lesbian, the podcast where we serve alt baddie sass, queer film reviews, and everything in between. Whether you are a baby gay
or a queer elder, we're here, we're queer, and we're diving deep into all things lesbian. We're your hosts, Caitlin
and Angelina.
Get ready for some sapphic serotonin. Okay, this week we are discussing another early 2000s favorite.
Yeah.
I Can't Think Straight. So, this film debuted in 2008, which is technically the year that I graduated high school. I was going to explain the whole story of why it's only technically, but we don't need to know. That's for another time.
All you know is that's technically when you graduated.
That is the year that I should have graduated high school, but it happened different. And it stars Lisa Ray and Sheeran Sheth. So this movie is loosely based on the writer and director's love story with her wife. So the writer-director is named Shamim Sarif. She wrote it about basically her love story, but changed a few things. So it made me think, if you were to make a movie based off of your love story, Angelina, who would you cast as leads? And would you make a cameo in it?
Okay, so this is not accurate in terms of look at all. It's just because I like these two people. And I mentioned before, one of them was like my crush. And this one, I feel like you're going to think as well. So for me, obviously, I'd pick Angelina Jolie.
Oh my God. Yes. Like we have the same name.
Oh my God. We already have the same name. Yeah. She doesn't need to like, you know. And then for Yami's part, I would pick Alice Braga.
Who's that?
She is, I don't know if you remember when it was like, do you have like a crush?
I know. And I never looked up what she looked like.
Okay, I'll show you after. But she's hot.
And okay.
She is
look
Brazilian.
Look her up, anyone that doesn't know who she is.
And she has a Brazilian girlfriend.
Oh.
Yes.
So cool.
And I would make a cameo in it, but I'd probably just be like, you know when they do like, you're at a store, you're the cashier.
Yes.
Something like that. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. I love that.
What about you?
Okay. But the being a cashier thing is so funny because I feel like Stephen King likes to make cameos in movies and shows that are of his books. Yeah. And he's in one of the It movies, he's like the guy working at the thrift store or whatever. And so I was like, yeah.
You're like, yeah, that works.
Okay, so I did think about this a lot. And I don't know why I made this question and then I stressed myself out about it.
You're like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. But for my wife, for Wa, I would cast Monica Raymond, who is from Hightown.
Why did I know you were going to choose that?
I feel like they sort of remind me of each other.
I could see that.
Yes.
I could see that. Okay.
So I'm like, that's cute. And then I was like, but who would I cast for me? Because I was thinking about looks and I was like, people have told me that I recently look like Parker Posey, but she is too old to be with Monica
Raymond,
and also to play me. and so I chose Kat Dennings because
– I could see that.
Yes. Okay. I was like – because she's also like – a thick white girl with dark hair, an interesting nose, and light eyes, and big boobs.
Okay, so, but I could like, see perfect. That or Megan Fox.
Okay, yeah, but she's too skinny and that wouldn't work. I'm so specific on I'm like,
you're like
it has
no,
to
I,
be somebody like.
Mine's completely different than anything.
I love it. No, because it's true. Like, I should have thought, like, who could tell the story well? But you know what? I also do think like Kat Dennings would do a good job.
I think so too. Because she's funny.
Yes. Yeah, and we love like Nick and Nora's Infinite playlist, right?
Yeah.
Infinite, right?
The Nick and Nora's Infinite playlist.
Yeah. It started to sound wrong. And I was like, what? Okay. She's kind of like silly in it.
Yeah.
Also, I was like, should I cast her? Because my wife had like a big crush on her. She used to watch all her like
YouTube
videos.
It works out.
Videos.
There you go.
I'm like, yay. So anyway, that's really fun. I do think. Well,
would you star in it?
In my own?
Yeah. Would you make the cameo?
Oh, I no, was like, no, like, I wouldn't be the star.
No, I meant like no, the cameo.
I probably would make the cameo, but I don't know what I would do. I like, I could play my own mom when it's like the youngest version of me or something. Because, you know, we're going to talk about, in a few weeks, we're going to talk about Gia.
Yes.
But I rewatched it, and here's a little interesting tidbit that I forgot. Mm-hmm. Mila Kunis plays baby Gia and Angelina Jolie plays grown-up Gia. Mm-hmm. It makes sense because they do have like similarities. So I was like, maybe I could play the mom version of whoever plays like baby me.
Yeah. You know what? That could work.
Yeah. Great. I don't know. Okay. So I thought that was so cool and fun. But I also wanted to see, do you have any hot takes or burning desires for this movie? Like anything you really want to share.
Okay, when I first watched it, I did not notice this, but watching it again, they are so, well, I mean, this is the early 2000s, but they were so obsessed with weight. The moms in there were constantly on the daughters about like, you shouldn't eat this, you shouldn't do that, you should keep the weight off. And it was just so like thrown in there.
Culture.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And you know what? I didn't even write about that, which usually I notice that. And I feel like I was so like, whatever. I know it's 2008 like, it's 2000s, and everybody was like
yeah.
that. Did you have any other things I didn't want to?
Honestly, no. It was just that because I hadn't realized at first.
Yeah.
Like, when I first watched it, I was just like, okay, like more paying attention to their love story.
Yeah.
And like what they were saying.
Yeah.
But somehow I missed the diet culture.
That's so weird.
I'm like, whoa. When I was watching again, I was like, that is so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was life.
You know, that's what it was to be an adult at that time. What about you?
Okay, well, what did I say? Okay, first I had to mention that the cover, like the cover photo when you go to stream it,
yeah.
doesn't it look like the L word?
Yeah.
Like it's like black and white and pink.
Yeah.
And I think it has almost looks like it has like a skyline, like the L word. I don't know. It literally was so 2008 because the L word was really popular at that time. And they're like, it's gay. Let's make it look like the L word.
They're like pink.
Yes. And so, and then I said, oh, this is something good. I said, okay.
Something
good. Something more deep than the cover looks like the O word. I was like, I love how the characters challenge each other to think for themselves and break free of societal and religious expectations.
Yeah.
Because it seems like there was like in the beginning, like one of them seemed like she's so like liberated in certain things and was like challenging the other one. But then it's like, but she was still like obsessed with like, oh, I have to marry a man. And like da-da-da. And so it was like interesting to see them like bring out these different things and really like question each other because I feel like sometimes the best way to like learn that maybe your thinking is kind of closed-minded or you're not maybe you're making not the best decision is for somebody to like flat out be like, why do you feel that way? Or like, why do you think that? And it can be like kind of uncomfortable. Like I think I don't know if I talked about this, but I like always remember this time where I think I did. I said something kind of like body shaming about someone and it was someone that I didn't like. So in my mind, because I body shame myself my whole life, I was like, oh, well, that person's an asshole. So let me talk about how like they're fat. And then someone, a friend was like, oh, okay. Well, I don't really like the body shaming part of that, but I get what you're saying or something. And then I felt like so embarrassed and bad about it. And this was like over 10 years ago, but I think about it before I ever say anything like that, you know? Yeah. So sometimes someone really pointing things out to you, even if it's like awkward in the moment, is the best thing. So I try to remind myself that when I have the opportunity to say something to someone and I'm like, oh, I don't want it to be weird. So I like that they did that.
Yeah.
They led with curiosity, though. That was something that I learned in a training I did about like racial bias and microaggressions. And it was talking about like you need to lead with curiosity instead of judgment. And that's something that's so hard for me because if I think that somebody is going to be like a conservative, Republican, whatever, I like already don't like them. And then I'm like, shouldn't I be like asking them, you know, kind of like, well, why? Where did you hear that? Or yeah. why? Instead, I'm like, oh, fuck you. I don't like you. And I need to not do that. So
yeah, there
like,
needs to be a balance.
Yes, it's so hard for me. Yeah. So I thought they were a good example of that. They weren't just like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm excited to hear your recap of it since I talked so much about it. But we're going to take a little breaky first. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get back into the recap. So while we're out, think about who you would cast in a movie of your life. And let us know in comments or on social media. Welcome back to But I'm a Lesbian. This week, we are discussing I Can't Think Straight.
Yes. Okay. So the film starts out with this like huge house, and you can tell that these people are very rich.
Rich.
Like super rich. They have a maid. They have like floors. Like I want to say their house is like three stories or something.
Yeah.
Or
I was more. Thinking about how when we watched Happiest Season, we were like, oh, they're rich.
Yeah.
But these people? Way more
They're
rich.
They're way more rich. Yeah. Think of that, but like times 10.
Yeah.
So it starts, a woman is seen getting ready at her parents' house for her engagement party. Her name is Tala. So they're also in Jordan as well.
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever
been to Jordan?
I'm pretty sure you haven't.
No.
I haven't either.
I'm like, yes, I have actually.
I don't know. I'm like, I feel like you would have told me if you had.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I had a friend that family was from Jordan and they would go there like every year and she would always tell me about it, but I never been there. So I was like, oh my God, this movie is from the place that my friend Summer was from like from 30 years ago. Anyway, so they're in Jordan.
Yes. So Tala's getting ready for her engagement party. We see an annoying man talking to Tala's sister and he's like, I hope this is the last engagement party that your father has to pay for because your sister basically calls them off all the time. And the sister just stays quiet. And I'm like, ew.
Okay. She doesn't stick up for her.
She doesn't stick up for her sister because she agrees with it as well. And basically that there's a lot of shame. And Tala's just like, I don't care. So at the engagement party, which is very extravagant, Tala's family members and friends talk about how many engagement parties she's broken off. And they're like, I hope she doesn't do it this time. They're talking about how she broke it off after the dinner. She broke it off before. And they're just like, everybody's kind of studying her to see, like, is she going to break it off? But she's just dancing and she's having fun. And she's just like, no, I'm not going to break it off.
And they're like probably thinking, she kind of acted like this the other times. I don't know if she did or not, but they're like,
They're like, last time she waited till after the dinner. And then she waited for like her sister to have like a drink in her hand, like drinking it so that she like spit it out.
Oh my gosh.
So her uncle comes over and he's just like, oh my God, of course you love this man. He's rich and he's a Christian. And she's just like, yeah, I love him. And they also talk about her uncle that has a lot of women as well. And so he's just like, it's okay. You're like me. And then I said, Tala's older sister, Lamia, the one with the annoying man, I said she seems like a bitch because she kind of is.
Yeah. She was I thought she was really pretty. I was going to say
she
was the pretty one. And then I'm like, they were all pretty, but I just was like, oh, she's pretty. And then I was like, oh, she's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, that honestly. So then back in London, we see a woman named Layla, and she's speaking to her father about eventually taking over his business. She does not want to do that because she says she's no good at it. But the father's like, no, you're going to do great. Like, you got this. Not your sister, her younger sister. So we learned that Layla is dating a man named Ali, and her parents really like him because they're like, he's so nice. He's like a good Muslim man, which that's what we want, right? And Layla's just like, yeah, you know, I like him. So Ali comes over to pick up Layla because they are going to hang out with Tala. Ali and Tala know each other because one of Tala's fiancés or ex-fiancés, they went to school together and her and Ali just stayed friends. So when Tala and Layla meet, they have an instant connection and it's kind of awkward because the mom is just so like, she's so rude. Tala's mom is so rude because she's asking Layla, like, why are you Muslim, basically? Or no, then she's like, you're also Jewish? And so she's just like, this is too much. Yeah, because they are debating over Palestine and Israel.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I was like, oh, I mean, obviously things have been going on for a long time. But also right now. So
yes.
So yeah, that was interesting. Also, yeah, the mom is so like the typical what you think of like a snooty rich person.
Yeah, she is. Like, she's beautiful. But she's so, like, snobby. Like, yeah. She's just like, whatever. And yeah. She's constantly bringing Tala down because she's just like, let's see if she can keep this engagement and this and whatever. And she's just like, don't eat anything because I just took in your dress, like, 2 more inches or something.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, also, oh my God. Like, not that it would matter if they were skinny or not, but literally all of these people are super skinny.
They're already skinny to like, begin
oh
with.
Oh, my God. Don't eat anything. It's like, oh, my God. She'll still be at 00. It's, like, not that big of a deal.
Yeah. She doesn't want her to eat anything. The wedding's, like, not even, like, the next day or anything. It's, yeah. like, a week away. And like she's like, fine. Don't eat anything.
Just starve yourself. That's okay.
Right? Oh,
so sad.
So, oh yeah, she basically commented on that, but Tala doesn't say anything. So then they have a conversation about Palestine and Israel, and Layla seems a little bit thrown off, like you said, because she's being met with this, like, curiosity of why she subscribes to this religion, why she has these, like, views. Mm-hmm. And Ali tells Tala, like, lay off, like, it's okay, like, don't, you're kind of making her, like, feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But back at home... Layla's mother is also annoying, I said, and criticizes her and Yasmin about their lack of interest in their Indian culture.
Okay, but then, Yasmin's the little sister.
Yeah, Yasmin's the little sister. Okay. The one that, like, wants to be a chef, yeah. And she's, like, trying to make new food, and the mom's just like, why don't you make Indian food? And she's just like, well, I'm trying to, like, branch out.
Yeah, because she was making Ethiopian food, I think.
Yeah, she was. She yeah. was making Ethiopian food, and the mom was just like, ew, what is that?
Well, so. Some people are such haters, but I understand she's like, yeah. I want you to like keep your culture alive. But also, I was like, wow, I've had Ethiopian food before now. I feel so cool. I know what they're talking about. Because I only like last year mm-hmm. tried it and I love it. And I knew I would love it because I love all food. but yeah, I was like, oh my God. Because later they're making the little bread that now I forgot yes. the name of. But anyway, delish. Yeah,
but you're like, I know that.
I was like, I've had that. Injera.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. I was like, okay, okay.
I was like, I know it. Okay, so yeah, the moms are being haters.
Yeah, the mom's a hater. Both of the moms are haters. But I'm guessing they're supposed to be the stereotypical, like you said, like overbearing mother that just wants the best for their daughters, but like, they're going about it the completely wrong way by trying to control them. Mm-hmm. So the next day, Ali takes Layla to go play tennis. And he's like, oh, I have a friend, Jeff, and Tala's going to be there. So you'll just play her because I owe Jeff a game. And they're playing tennis, but they're like staring at each other. There's always that like intense eye contact in yeah. lesbian movies. They're like playing tennis, but they're not just playing tennis.
Yeah.
There's something else going on there.
What is that? In Bring It On, they're like, you're totally cheer fucking that guy.
Oh yeah.
they're tennis fucking each other.
They were. The way they were like serving the ball, I was just like, oh my God.
Okay.
Right? And so I thought they had like the chemistry. They're like maybe subtly flirting with each other. I feel like Tala was definitely flirting with Layla. And yeah. Layla was just like, whoa. Like, I don't know why I
feel like this.
Yeah. So then back in the locker room, they're like talking to each other. And Tala's asking Layla, like, what are your passions? Like, what do you want to do? And she's just like, well, I like writing, but I'm not doing it professionally. Like, I've never let anybody read my work. And Tala's just like, oh, my God, you should let me read your work. And then Layla cuts herself and she, like, goes over and she's like, let me, like, help you with that. And they're just, like, staring at each other. Yeah, she's like, I know what to do. And so... Then the next day, they are talking on the phone, and Tala invites Layla to watch her in a polo match without Ali because he can't come. But she's just like, you come over and we'll hang out. So then Layla lies to her parents because she doesn't want to – the lunch would interfere with the polo match, but she's like – not telling them that she's going to hang out with Tala. She's just like, oh, I have other stuff to do, which already she's just like, why am I lying about – hanging out with Tala if she's just a friend.
Yeah, like she already feels different
yeah.
about it.
She knows it's not just a friend. And so she's watching Tala play and it's like she's very into her. Tala's in this like, well, I don't know if... Well, no, I was going to say you've never played polo, right? Yeah. So she's in like the getup for it. And so Tala's just like coming over and flirting with her. And Layla's just like... still, I feel like Layla's a little bit more receptive now at this point because they're staring at each other and she's also like interested in Tala.
Yeah.
Tala is a businesswoman on her own, aside from her parents, like many other businesses, because she wanted to see if she could do it on her own.
I'm like,
yeah, you guys are
she
really
didn't
rich.
Get a small loan of $1 million.
She must have got a small loan, honestly.
Yeah, probably. But now she's running it on her own.
Now she's running yeah. it on her own, and she's like, I need to get this really big order in order to like prove that I can do it myself. And so the next day, Layla calls Tala and they meet up, and she gives her some of her like some of her work. And so Tala's like reading it. And she's like, whoa, you're so talented. Like, you really need to pursue this. And she's encouraging her to like be herself, like be independent and like go for what she wants. And then Tala asks about her having like 4 other engagements. And she's just like, yeah, well, one guy was a drug addict. Another one I just didn't love. And, you know, this one I do love. And she's like, I love things about him. So that's a red flag, obviously. Like, I'm like, girl, you're
myself.
Yeah, she's like, there are things I love about him, like the things that he does, not necessarily him, like himself.
It reminded me a lot, actually, of last week's episode, mm-hmm. the Imagine Me and You, because of Rachel said that you grow to love someone.
Yeah, like, not just like instant.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also their eye contact and like initial, yeah. like immediate, like being into each other was yeah. like the two characters in yeah. Imagine Me and You. So
yeah.
I don't know if that's just a very 2000s lesbian trope that
they said eye contact equals they're in love
yeah,
with
like,
each other.
You need to understand this.
It was so easy back then.
Yeah,
Caitlin,
guess.
All you had to do was just stare at somebody.
Just see each other.
And so, Tala asks Layla if it clicks with Ali. And she says, no, not the way it's supposed to. But she also is like, I'm with him still. So, yeah. You know. Back at home, Layla tells her mom that she's going to Oxford with a friend. And her mom's like, oh my God, is it Ali? And she's like, no, why does everything have to be about Ali? And then she goes to her room. And Yasmin is very smart. That's her little sister. She puts two and two together. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, you've been hanging out with Tala a lot. You know, yeah. And she's like, yeah, she's a friend. And she's like, do you think she's like pretty or like hot? And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, no. And so I feel like that could have been the time for her to say to Yasmin, like, you know, I am feeling her. But she doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
But Yasmin knows already. So I like Yasmin. I think she's like my favorite character in here.
Yeah,
she's so
funny. I know. I was trying to figure out, like, is she like – in college or is she still in high school? I couldn't figure out like how old she was because I was like, she's younger, but yeah. I think she's like an adult.
I think she's in college because she said she was taking classes and she was like studying to be a chef.
Okay.
Unless it's like.
Okay. So she's like out.
Yeah. I want to say college. I'm going to say
like,
college.
I don't know. She looked really young. So I was like, I can't tell if she's still like a high schooler. Okay, cool.
And so, Tala and Layla go to Oxford with her sister Lamia, and Lamia wants to shop for wedding dresses and shop for like just things for the wedding. And Tala and Layla are like, no, we don't want to do that. We're going to explore. We're going to like talk and get to know each other more. And they're still flirting and eye fucking.
Yeah.
That's literally the entire thing. They're just talking, but they also have like deep conversations about themselves. So they do have stuff in common. Mm-hmm. And so back at their hotel room, because they're sharing a hotel room, Layla is sitting in bed reading her book and Tala's like dancing. And Layla's like, oh my God, no, I could never like move like that. Like, I don't know how to dance. And Tala's like, here, like, come here. I'll show you. Mm. So then they start dancing and they're touching each other. And then they begin kissing.
Ah!
I know. And then it's like a montage of them touching each other and having sex.
Oh my God.
And so.
Scandalous.
Right? It makes me laugh the way like the 2000 sex scenes were, because they're like, we want you to like get the idea that they are not just like touching each other and kissing. They're having sex, but we're not going to show you because this is.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think, I can't remember this one exactly, but I feel like it was where it was like, we see like. Some body parts.
Yeah, you see the body part and they just like touch it and then it goes to like another scene.
It also reminds me of they did that a lot in The L Word, but like there was one scene that Alicia mentioned in the book. I finally finished reading the So Gay For You book.
Yeah.
And Alicia mentioned it that there was like a scene where she was licking Tasha's butt crack. And they did like like that was one of the like close.
Oh my god!
I was like, oh my god, I do remember that.
You're like, wait a second.
So same vibe, but not so much.
Yeah, just a little less PG. Than that.
Yeah.
And so they're in bed and they're talking, and then it's the next day. And Layla asks her if she's ever done this before. And Tala's like a little sarcastic. And she's like, what, have sex with a woman while I'm like set to be like married? No, I haven't done this. And then Layla's just like, come on. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yes, when I was 18 and in college, I fell in love with this woman. And it was like unlike anything I'd ever felt before, but I broke it off. And it hurt me really bad because like you said, she still has those like old-fashioned mindset of having to marry a man because their culture wouldn't understand. And she constantly tells, like, Layla, no, like, our parents wouldn't understand. Like, we would be, like, basically, you know, disowned for this.
Yeah.
And Layla's, like, surprisingly, like, we didn't break any rules. Like, I, now that I feel this way, like, what am I supposed to do? And so then her fiancé calls and she's just like, oh, no, I'm just here in bed. And so
by myself.
She's like, I'm just here, you know, like I just got up. Mm-hmm. And so they're on their way back to London and they are like touching each other and kissing in the limo. Well, I think it's a limo, but it's like their car because it's huge. It's so fancy. But they get to Tala's house and they're like kissing and they're like all up on each other. And the phone rings and in walks Tala's mom. And she's just staring at her like with the little fancy cigarette holder. She's just like... Oh, I have a surprise for you. And Tala's like, what do you mean? And her fiance is there. Because Lamia was like, she wants to stay in Oxford and she doesn't want to come back. And they think that she's going to try to call off the engagement. So her mom brought her fiance and was like, no, you're going to have this wedding. Like, you're here. We're going to have it. And so she forces Tala to have dinner with them. And she's meeting... she's forcing Layla to have dinner with them. She's meeting Tala's fiance and she's like clearly very hurt. And they give her an invitation and they're talking and she's just there like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick. So she goes to the bathroom and she's just like not doing well. And Tala goes to meet her in the hallway and Layla tells her like, don't you want this? Like, I cannot go back to living the way that I was now that I know like who I am. Mm-hmm. And Tala still says that no, like, I can't do it. They won't accept me and I can't lead you into a life that's going to be difficult. And now the roles are reversed because before it was Tala that was so carefree and independent mm-hmm. and like sure of herself and Layla was the opposite. And now Layla's like, no, I know what I want and I want you and I don't want to hide this. Mm-hmm. But clearly they cannot be together. So Layla leaves and she's heartbroken, mm-hmm. which is so sad.
I know.
Because I really, yeah, but... so then she leaves. Oh yeah. So then it's Tala's wedding day. They're back in Jordan and she's distraught. She's like, I don't want to do this, but she's also still like, okay, I have to like go through with this. And back at home, Layla tells her mom that she needs to talk to her and the mom doesn't want to hear it. She's just like trying to change the subject until Layla just she tells her mom like, I'm gay. And the dad comes home and he's like, oh, what's going on? And she's like, dad, I'm gay. And he's like, I was only gone for an hour. And he seems to be doing better like at the news than the mom because the mom is like crying and she's like, oh my God, you are gonna burn in hell. Like, this is a sin. And she's just like, oh my God, stop. And the dad's just like, enough. Go away. And then he hugs her and tells her that it's okay. And maybe it's time for her to get that flat because she needs her own like independence, which I love the dad. He was so sweet. I also love Tala's dad as well because when they were all having dinner, because I guess it's like their custom for her wedding day, they all have dinner together. So like the bride and the groom see each other still, which I thought was really nice. But during there, he like raises a toast to Tala and her fiance. I just realized I didn't even write his name down. Do you remember his name?
No.
Anyways, the man.
I'm like, that man. I don't even remember what he looks like.
I wrote Ali's name down. Okay.
I'm like trying to picture this guy. I don't remember what he looks like either.
Yeah. Well, he's there. The dad tells him like, I hope you have many daughters because they are like blessings. And he like truly loves being a girl dad because he has all girls. And I thought that was really nice. And so, yeah, anyways, as the sisters get ready, Lamia tells Xena, which is the youngest sister, who's like very like emo almost. She wants to wear nothing but black. And she's sad that her boyfriend broke up with her. But she's like, you know, trying to get on. And she's a vegetarian too, which I thought she was also going to end up being gay. But
just, I did too, because I was thinking of But I'm a Cheerleader when they were like, you're a vegetarian. You make us eat tofu.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Because she's just like laying in the bed and she's just like, oh, I don't want to like get ready for this. And Tala takes like no offense to it. But Lamia's just like, oh my God, her. And I also forgot her husband's name too. It's not important. But he's picking up his little brother, David. And they're like, oh my God, you're going to love David. Like he's asking about you. And she's just like, he's gay. She's like, we both like men. Like, we are not good. Like, we can get along with each other, but nothing romantic. Yeah. And Lamia says that that's just a phase, that he needs to find the right woman. And then Tala is like, so you think this is just a phase? You think this is just, like, nothing to people? So she kind of goes off on her.
She's being a really strong ally.
She's a really strong ally. So she gets mad at Lamia and she's just like, no. And she like leaves and Xena and Lamia are like, oh, like what happened? And so then Tala goes to talk to her dad and she doesn't even have to say anything. She's just in a staircase. And the dad's just like, all right, did you tell him? And she's like, what? And he's like, I know you're not going to go through with this wedding. And she's just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know. I have to tell him. And so, yeah, he's just like, oh, well, he's like, maybe we'll just have the party. Fuck. Like, I don't care. We already
spent money for this shit.
I think he says at one point, like, there should be wedding insurance. Because he's like,
definitely with her.
Yeah. But he's not mad at her at all. He's just like, I just want you to be happy. Like, that's it, you know? And so Tala's like, happy. The mom's pissed, obviously. And then she tells her fiance and he seems like heartbroken. And she's just like, they don't show her actually speaking to him. It's just like the music, but she literally just takes off her ring and she's like, here. And I'm like, oh my God, I think she barely said like two words.
We're not doing this.
Bye. She's like, I don't care that all your family's here. So then over the course of that, in London, Tala is speaking to Ali and she's telling him that she broke his heart and that she's like, you know, really sad, but she just couldn't go through with it. But she still hasn't said the truth on why. And then she asks about Ali and Layla. And he says that Layla broke it off with him because she's gay and that she even told her parents. Aww. And Tala's like really surprised, but she also seems proud. And Ali's just like, yeah, it makes sense. It wasn't my fault. Like, she's just gay. Like, she just doesn't like me. And so at a lecture, Tala sees Layla and a mystery girl. And she stops her. And she's just like, what are you doing here? And she's like, my parents sponsored this. What are you doing here? And she's like, I'm here with my friend Jennifer. And Jennifer's like, you mean girlfriend? And Jennifer's like, come on, like, let's go. And she pulls Layla away. So clearly, Tala is literally still in love with Layla, but Layla's just like, I can't be with you because you didn't tell the truth about why you broke off the wedding. You just said you couldn't do it. And so Tala keeps trying to call Layla, and Layla has her sister say that she's not here. And Yasmin's just like making kissy faces to her because she's like, I know you love her. Like, why are you not taking her calls? So see, and I love Yasmin for this. She comes up with a plan to have Ali have Tala go to a restaurant and she's going to get Layla at the restaurant. So they're going to be set up. And Ali's like, I don't understand why they don't want to see each other. And she's like, oh my God, they're in love. Have you ever seen the L word? I was like, L word mentioned.
Yes.
And then he's like, oh, wow. Yeah. And he's not mad at all. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're okay. So then they go to dinner and they're talking and they're actually getting along. And the passion and love is still there. But still, Layla's like, no, I can't be with you because you refuse to tell your parents. And I can't live a lie. And Tala's like, it doesn't have to be their business. But she's like, yes, it does. Because every time that we lie, it like is hurting us. And so she leaves and Tala's just like, oh my God, what the fuck do I do? So then she decides to take her own advice and she tells her parents. She's just like, I need to talk to you. And then they shut the door. She comes out and the mom's just like, you're a sinner. Like, oh my God. And the dad's just like, oh, like he seems kind of shocked, but he's just like, okay.
He's not being all dramatic. Like the mom was like crying, I think. And
she was yelling. Like, haven't you shamed us enough? Oh, like yeah, already. I
remember she said that.
Yeah. And Tala's just like, whatever. And she leaves and she's really happy. And she, yeah. And then I said, sometime later, Layla is reading an excerpt of her book and her manager, which we finally see, she got her book published. Mm-hmm. And there's like a crowd of people and she's signing her book. And of course, Tala brings her book and she's just like, can you make it out to Tala, who finally had the courage to come out to her parents?
It's so sweet. It was so cute. Cry?
And then Layla was like, oh my God, because you know, it's so nice. And then Tala takes her book and she sees that Layla put, I love you. And I was like, oh my God. And then after they talk and she tells them what she said and they're like, basically, oh.
I remember, I'm like, did I cry when I watched it? Mm-hmm. I think I teared up a little because it's so
it's sweet. It's really sweet. Like that scene is really sweet because she's like, you know, you're expecting it. But like, obviously Layla's just like not expecting it because she can't wait around.
Yeah, she was trying to move on even though she still loved her.
Yeah. And that is sad. Mm-hmm. And so they talk about it. They go to a hotel and they have sex. And this time, Layla's on top.
Oh, shit. I know. She's like, I'm an experienced lesbian now because I had another girlfriend. So.
Oh, yeah. When Tala caught her with Jennifer, she's just like, oh, are you still with her? And she's just like, yeah, but I don't love her. And she's like, she said something. She's like, are there others? And Layla's just like, no. But Tala was like a little jealous because she was like, oh, like what?
I wanted to be the only woman.
Exactly. So after they have sex, they're talking and Layla is like, don't worry. We won't need to go to a hotel anymore because I'm getting a flat. And then Layla is like, no, Tala is like, oh, actually, no, we're going to need something bigger than that because I told my parents that we're going to have children soon. And then Layla's like, oh, my God. And they're like,
lesbians.
She's like, we're getting children now.
Yeah.
And so then they're happy. And then there's like a little like scene of Ali and Yasmin together going on like a backpacking trip. They have like those huge backpacks and the parents are sending them off and they look so happy. And I'm like, okay, you're going to date your sister's ex-boyfriend.
That's so funny. I don't think I understood that because I thought that the sister was also gay because she wore that shirt that said, I can't think straight. So no, I was like, I think she was also gay.
No, because when they met up afterwards at the bar and Yasmin and Ali were talking and they were like, they gave each other that look. And I was like, oh my God.
I didn't pick up on this at all.
You're like, I only know lesbian icons.
Yeah, that. I was like, what?
And so they're together and then we see David and Zena partying at a gay club and they're all so happy. And so then Lamia is like ripping up her husband's clothes and she's like smiling. And I'm like, I didn't get that part because he was like downstairs, like looking at his like watch and like looking at himself in the mirror, and she's up there like destroying his shit.
So are we supposed to think like that he cheated on her or he did something that upset her?
What I thought it was is that she finally was like, fuck you, and like destroyed his shit. Because in the other like scenes, they always compared Lamia and her husband's marriage to being like very controlling. Mm. Tala was like, I never want to be in that marriage where like they have to know where I'm at all the time. I have to report to him. And you know, that's how I felt like Lamia was like breaking free.
Yeah.
And then there's a funny scene where there's two women talking and they're like, she's what? Lebanese? But some of my best friends are Lebanese.
Yes. That was funny.
I was like, oh my God. And then that was the end.
Yes. Okay.
So yeah, that is the end of I Can't Think Straight. Very cute.
Yes.
I really liked it. What did you?
Okay. I really liked it too. Dang, there was something I was going to say. Oh, I just have to talk about this for anybody that is listening that doesn't already know this. There was like a while that there was this like rumor going around that the whole reason that everybody thought Janice Ian was a lesbian in Mean Girls was because she was Lebanese. And I want to explain that if you think that, you're really fucking wrong. Because yeah, there is a part at the end where she says she's Lebanese to Kevin Napoor.
Yeah.
But the reason that Regina thought she was a lesbian was because she would, like, she wanted to hang out with her, and she was mad that she would always, like, get a boyfriend and blow her off. Mm-hmm. And then she said the whole thing about, like, I couldn't have her at a pool party. She's a lesbian.
Yeah.
And so I was really annoyed when I saw all of these children basically being like, oh my God, it's because they thought Lebanese meant lesbian. And I was like, no, it's not. She literally explained why she started this whole rumor that she was a lesbian. So I just had to put that out there from an actual millennial that that is so wrong about Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Janice Ian just also happened to be Lebanese. Okay. But I did like that this joke made sense in this movie. So, okay, I was going to say we are doing Munch, Merge, Murder for this movie. And the options are Tala, Layla, and Xena. So, I've been struggling thinking about it.
Me too, honestly. Yeah,
because I like all of them.
I do too. That is kind of rare because sometimes even though it's a good story, we're like, I didn't really like that person. They were a bitch. Or they had like an ugly personality. And we were like, do you have yours? Do you want to go first?
I guess I can. But it is hard because I liked all of them. And so there was really no one that I would be okay with murdering. I mean, not that I'm okay with murdering anyone. But, you know, sometimes there's people that I'm like, oh, she's a terrible person.
Yeah.
But, okay, I think that I would I would merge with Xena because she's a vegetarian and I think she is a little gay. Okay. Yeah. And I like her slight emo-ness. And I was like, she's
and she
cool.
loves gay clubs.
Yes.
Okay. So she's an ally too.
Yes.
Even if she's,
I think she's bi. She's gay. Okay. And so, so I think that I would merge with Xena and I would munch Layla.
Okay.
And then I would have to murder Tala, which makes me sad, but she was my least favorite. Really? I really liked Layla.
Okay. I really liked Layla too.
Yeah. I did think that Tala is really pretty, but I also think Layla's really pretty. And I like that she, in the end, they were both ready to come out about it. But I like that she was like, all like, I'm going to be myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, that's my choices. What are yours?
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm going to merge with Tala.
I liked her. Sorry, I was going to kill her.
And this makes it really hard because I don't want to murder either of them. But I think I would munch Layla and then kill Xena. Murder Xena, unfortunately.
That's okay. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I think I also just like her name because it makes me think of Xena Warrior Princess.
Oh my God, yes.
I love Xena. So, okay. I am curious. What would you rate this on a scale of 1 to 5 cherries?
I really didn't find anything wrong with this movie, honestly. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say it's my favorite. So I'm just going to do 4 out of 5.
Same girl. I was like, I liked it, but I didn't think it was like
amazing. Yeah.
Like where I was like I've seen this movie before, but unfortunately I kind of forgot about it because I think I saw it in like 2009.
Yeah.
And so I forgot the name of it. And then when I started to watch it, I was like, oh yeah, I've seen this one. It's no Love Lies Bleeding, but
that's true.
That's what I say, 5 out of 5.
I literally cannot get over that movie. I don't know why it took me so long to watch this movie.
It's so good. You can watch it again because it's on Tubi now, everyone. So if you didn't get to watch it before because it was only on HBO Max, now you can watch it on
Tubi.
Now
it's on Tubi.
yes. Okay. So let's see. We are going to take another little break and then we have some fun stuff coming up. So if you are enjoying But I'm a Lesbian, please head over to our Instagram or TikTok and follow to stay up to date on our newest episodes and hottest takes. We are also still accepting questions for our Dear Dyke segment. So please send in your dilemmas and get help from us, your favorite lesbian podcasters. There's a link to the job form in the description of the episode, as well as on our link tree on all of our social media pages.
Okay, welcome back. We are here to offer up some new fascinations for you because we are talking about our current obsessions.
Yes. Okay.
Would you like to go first?
Okay. I was like, you go. okay. I was really struggling to think about – because I go through I like so a lot many. Of stuff.
I know.
Yeah. My wife has told me that when I say that I love so many things, mm-hmm. it kind of devalues things because she's like, you love everything. Like, you yeah. can't love everything. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, I do. I'm full of whimsy and wonder.
You're full of love.
Yes, I am love. Okay?
You are love. Yes.
And so she used to always say that about like songs because I'd be like, oh, I love this song. And she's like, do you love this song? You just heard this song.
You're
so,
like, but I love it already.
I know. So I'm surprised I've never talked about a song on here. I was going to talk about one. So mm-hmm. here, look, I've got three current obsessions because I've been driving her crazy singing this song. It's Chanel by uh-huh. Tyla. Uh-huh. I can't stop singing it. And also, whenever I sing a song and she's never heard it before, I apparently have a manly voice because she always is like, oh, who sings that? Is like Drake or something?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, no, it's a woman.
Oh my God. She's like,
why do you think it's a man? Because there was that other song. Well, I think that one was Men. The one that Ooh. Goes like, look at me, you looking. I don't remember
oh,
that
yeah,
TikTok that is, sound. Yeah. Okay, but then this, I kept hearing it on TikTok and I'm obsessed
no,
with it.
No, it's Doja Cat.
The look at me?
Yeah.
See, okay, she thought that Doja was a man because of the way I was singing it apparently. And then this new, the Tyla song, mm-hmm. I was like, put me in Chanel. Apparently I sound like a man saying, put me in Chanel. And she was like, is it The Weeknd? And I was like, girl, stop. It's a woman. So anyway, I'm obsessed with that song. I can't stop singing it. And then also, I really wanted to talk about my tan vegan leather puffer jacket from Abercrombie & Fitch that I got because I really am obsessed with it. Like, I've never had a puffer jacket. I think I did when I was like a teenager when mm-hmm. everybody had like the white one with the fur. But then I got drunk on the first night I wore it and I threw up on it. So I never got to wear it. I got like red and orange from Sparks, my favorite alcohol beverage at the time. Anyway, so that's the only other time I had a puffer jacket. But mm-hmm. I saw this jacket on Facebook Marketplace mm-hmm. and someone was selling it mm-hmm. for like $30. But it was the wrong size and it was – like an hour away. And I was like, what if it like doesn't run big and so it doesn't fit me and then I drive an hour?
Yeah.
But it was a really good deal because these jackets are like, I don't know. I don't buy things from Abercrombie and Fitch like mm-hmm. straight off the – it was like $150 or something crazy.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, no, I don't want to buy a new one because I always try to like reduce, reuse, recycle Rihanna and also because I don't want to like spend that much money, right?
Yeah.
And so I was looking on Depop and I mm-hmm. found one mm-hmm. in my size mm-hmm. and I got it for I think
wore it.
I know. I'll post a TikTok in it yeah. so people can see it. It's so cute. And I got it for like $30.
That's plus really shipping. Good.
So yeah. Yeah, and I love it. It's so cute. And then my other one, my third one, is Apple TV shows. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with Apple TV. I didn't have it for a while because we were like, oh, we don't really watch anything on here. Mm-hmm. And then I got it back because I got a new iPad and you got mm-hmm. like 3 months of Apple TV for free.
Oh, okay.
And I was so happy because the morning show is on there. I don't like it that much anymore. It got kind of boring like mm-hmm. after the first couple seasons. After Reese Witherspoon stopped being with a woman, it got boring.
Oh,
yeah. No. I was like, I don't care. There's no lesbians. and then My favorite, Seth mm-hmm. Rogen, has a show with Rose Byrne, who mm-hmm. is so funny and mm-hmm. is also one of my favorites, and it's called Platonic. Mm-hmm. And so I watched season one, and it's like they're like best friends. They're platonic best friends, mm-hmm. and they're just so fucking funny. Okay. And so then season two came out, and I was like, oh, my God. And so so we got to watch it, and it's really funny, and we can't stop quoting it. Mm-hmm. There was like this – they were addicted to like these energy drinks, and mm-hmm. they were like, it's 100% clinically proven to function. And they're like, what does that mean? Like, just to function. And so I keep saying that. It's so stupid. And then Apple TV also has Palm Royale, which mm-hmm. I love with Kristen Wiig. And it's like so – like it's just a vibe because it's like set in the 60s in Florida. But then it's also very – it's just funny because she's funny. Like mm-hmm. she's like – she – her like – the way she delivers things and the way she moves her body. Like, mm-hmm. I think of, like, Triangle Sally. Like, she's just, like, so funny.
She is really funny.
And then Pluribus is on there.
And, oh, yeah.
And I
your
love
fave.
Pluribus.
Oh,
so, yeah. That's last lesbian in the world has to save the world. So, I've been really into Apple TV. Okay, I'm so sorry because if you only have one, I just took up so much time talking about
I do only have one, so that's okay.
Okay, okay.
And I changed it from what I originally – I don't know
if we have two. Yes. If you can't remember the original one, never mind.
No, I was making a joke that I couldn't remember it, and then I did remember it, and then I was like, is that really my current obsession right now? I'm like, I don't think it is, but there's one that overpowers the other one. So that's why it's my only one. I have mentioned this before. I think everybody knows this, but I've never mentioned it as my current obsession.
What is it?
Tubi.
Oh my God, you love Tubi.
I do. I just feel like there's so many categories, and I feel like it's just the place that I go to watch literally everything. Yeah. Like, if we're going to watch one of our movies, I'm like, oh, it's got to be on there. And a lot of the times it is. Yeah. When it's not, I'm like, you disappointed me, but I still love you.
Literally, Tubi should sponsor us. Maybe Tubi specifically should sponsor you. Us
and Apple TV should sponsor us. Like, we mentioned that. This.
Yes. And the L word should sponsor us, even and though the they real don't L even word. Exist
they
anymore.
They should do a real L word with us.
Oh my God, I know. Okay.
Although maybe it might not be so.
It wouldn't be that interesting because.
Why wouldn't want to be on it?
Yeah, and she definitely, we wouldn't be having sex on the TV like they did in the real L word. It was like pornographic.
So then nobody would watch us because we wouldn't be having sex and our partners wouldn't appear.
There's
on
no
there.
Cheating and drama. That's like what gets people in is like the single people, like, and the hooking up with each other and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's why even I think on season 3 when Whitney and Sato were like for real together, but they were like hooking up with everybody else at like Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Which, they probably would have done that anyway. Maybe they were kind of open. But I also feel like it was for the show because it's like, well, this isn't fun unless you see a bunch of people doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently. I thought it would be fun without that, but whatever.
Y'all, like, it's only just me.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. But okay. Well, that was fun. And then we have this really cool little like game that has queer trivia. So we decided that each episode we want to do like – we'll ask each other one of the questions.
Yes.
And then that way
– oh, yeah.
You can play at home, it's kind of, too. Room. We'll give you a pause so that if you know the answer, you can answer it in your car or wherever you're listening. Okay. So I am going to just grab one and I'll ask you the question.
Okay. Oh, also, shout out to our producer, Victoria, for giving us this game.
Yes! I know. I was so excited. Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Which beloved fairy tale author wrote the tragic romance in The Little Mermaid after a man he loved married a woman?
Oh, shit. Okay.
So basically, would that mean who is the author of The Little Mermaid?
The Little Mermaid? Like the original original?
Yeah, I don't think like the screenwriter for the movie. Okay. Right?
Well, I don't know this. Damn.
I don't either.
Okay, wait.
Oh, wait. I can give you choices.
Oh, okay, okay.
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 A, Oscar Wilde.
That immediately came into my head.
Oh, okay. B, Charles Perrault.
Okay.
C, Hans Christian Andersen. D, Wilhelm Grimm. Does anyone at home have a guess?
Okay, Oscar Wilde, Hans Christian. Okay, I'm just going to go with, before you gave me the options, I was like, if I have to come up with a name, I don't know why Oscar Wilde came to mind. That's going to be so wrong. But no, you know what? I'm going to go with C, Hans, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with C. Fuck it.
Okay.
I'm gonna
it's
be mad.
Hans Christian Andersen.
Ah, yes. Okay, I was going to be so mad if it was Oscar Wilde, but that just didn't seem right.
No, but. Yeah. Is he gay? I feel like
Oscar Wilde. I always thought he was gay.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
So that's why I was like, gay man.
I don't know anything about Hans Christian Andersen. I didn't know he was gay, but I don't know. That's a learn something new every day. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You pick one. Pick one. I'm scared.
Okay. Which drag king rose to fame touring the Black Theater Circuit as the MC for the Jewel Box Revue from the late 1950s through the 1960s.
Oh, okay. I might have heard of this person. Okay. Tell me the options.
A, Vesta Tilly. C, Azucena Maizani. I'm so sorry if I say these names wrong. D, Bessie Bonehill. Or B, Stormy Delivery.
Okay, well, now I'm thrown off because the name that I thought I knew was not an option.
Oh, and what was the name you were thinking?
I don't remember it, but it's not one of those. I've seen a picture of like a big butch woman that would like, I think was like a drag king at the time and dressed like a man in that type of era. Because when you said drag king, I was like, I don't know any drag kings. Like I was trying to think of people from like drag shows, you know, like what's the one with the Boulé brothers, but I don't really watch that one, that drag show.
I don't watch
them. I don't know. I love
Drag Race. Oh my God, we're disappointing ourselves with the drag queens.
Okay, so I guess I don't, what are the names?
Okay, Vesta Tilly, Stormy D. Laveri, Azucena Maizani, Bessie Bonehill.
Okay, I don't think it's Stormy because I did a whole discussion about Stormy D. Laveri, and I don't think that we, maybe my history didn't include that she was part of this jewel box review. It's probably her, but I'm going to say Bessie Bonehill.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay. It is B, Stormy.
My WLW history did not mention that. I was so focused on the.
It's she okay. You didn't go into the riots. That. Yeah. At the, not that she was the MC.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, she did so much in her life. She started. She started the Stonewall riots, and
she also was the MC.
Was the MC, and she was also the lesbian guardian of like New York City, and would like get people out of jail that she didn't even know that were gay. So Wow.
What a woman.
Learned so much about this person. Oh, that was fun. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do these each time. Yeah, then me too. Really, we're going to be like able to tell people all kinds of random knowledge.
Exactly. Yeah.
So thank you so much for tuning in to But I'm a Lesbian. We are your go-to for sapphic media reviews, WOW drama, and unfiltered queer takes. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, and subscribe on any platforms that you're on. Please leave us a review to help support the queer community and keep this lesbian-led pod thriving. After all, the algorithm's a bitch and we're just two lesbians with mics out here trying to survive.
Tune in next week for a new episode. We will be reviewing a favorite of this pod, Fried Green Tomatoes. So this movie, you can rent it on YouTube and Amazon, and it is available on Philo?
Yeah. So. Okay, I say Philo, but the company pronounces it Philo, but okay. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to call it Philo.
All right, forever. It's on Philo, guys.
It's on Philo. So we will
see you next Tuesday.
Executive producers for But I'm a Lesbian are Caitlin Beatty and Angelina Herrera. Produced and mixed by Victoria Shiflett. Creative direction and video editing provided by Juanita Iriarte. Music by Stiletto Falsetto.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.